I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Welcome back to the Everyday Struggle podcast. Nadeska here with Academics and Wayno. The crew's excited for Thanksgiving, just hoping Ag brings us some leftover oxtail and rum cake. But before you enjoy your holidays, let's run through the biggest stories of the week. Although honestly, this time it was really just two of them. 6ix9ine's arrest and Tory Lanez versus Joyner Lucas. 6ix9ine hit Instagram to confirm that he's fired his entire team and cancel his upcoming U.S. tour. Then a day after the announcement, he hopped on The Breakfast Club to explain the whole situation, essentially saying that his booking agency was robbing him of millions of dollars. Let's take a look.
Me hire a professional actual security agency.
Crew, you hired your peoples.
I'm like, yo, let's put y'all in position. Let's get y'all out the hood. Let's stop putting y'all here and put y'all here. Let's better y'all lives. Mm-hmm. And it all came down on me.
Because
it was just like,
money.
Yo, when you try to help somebody, there's so much you can help before they just bite your hand.
All right, so there's a lot in this interview, but essentially he's saying in this portion, so he signed with this agency, he was supposed to collect like 3.6 mil for 15 tour dates, but he only got a couple hundred thousand. I don't even know how that's possible. So he said there's a lot happening here. They're skimming off the top. They threatened to expose parts of his personal life to TMZ promoters if he didn't make shows. I don't even know what my question is here. I never know. There's so much surrounding him. What did you guys make of all of this?
Well, in that clip, I think he was talking more about the people he put around him initially and them protecting him, et cetera. Because I watched the whole entire interview. It was like an hour. Like, I watched the whole shit. But honestly, I'm going to keep it on it. He's full of shit, yo. And what I mean, he's full of shit. Not with the booking agency stuff. Just everything overall, because he knew what position he put himself in when he started affiliating himself with certain types of people. Mm-hmm. And I feel like his entire plan from the beginning was to find an exit. So that whole, I'm firing my crew because they're not doing right, or I'm firing this person, that person, or whatever the case may be, he had that plan from the start. There was no way possible he was going to be able to sustain keeping those types of people around him. Mm-hmm. So when I watched the interview, it's a lot, there's good parts in there. I'm not just going down at all. It's good parts in the interview, but for the most part, the booking agency, MTA Booking, I never even heard of that. Right? Like, I've never even heard of that booking agency before. And for an artist of his stature, he should be with a larger agency that's known, like a CAA, a UTA, Paradigm, ICM, one of them. Mm-hmm. But the overall thing of everything he got going on is bullshit. I think it's bullshit.
Well, in regards to that, like, he been cut off. Like, I mean, he got kidnapped by, like, his people already. So, like, people,
it was never his people. So, let's not.
It's just like, how do you know what's a separate fact or fiction?
No, if you look at the person who got, like, charged, that was literally his people. The same people who brought him to L.A. the first time.
So, that's what he's talking about in this clip we just watched.
No. So, I'm just talking about him, like, separating himself from. No, that literally was his people. Like, it's literally there. Because that person was fighting with him at LAX.
Wow.
That same person who got locked
up. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That's not his people. This is the thing. This is how I look at.
What do you count as people? These are people who were his friends that came up, or people he was just paying?
The people that were behind him and repping and whatever he says they're rocking with ended up, people got cut off, and it's been segments of them. And of course, people get disgruntled and shit happened.
Okay.
So that's how that happened. The time when he's talking about with this is that he barely has anybody around him that is of the gang affiliation. Mm-hmm. He rolls with all security. Like, when's the last time you literally saw him with, like, a bunch of gang members?
But that's what I'm saying. It was all planned. That's not Him cutting people off is not them being insubordinate and them not doing right business. These is not his friends. All the niggas that he's around is in their 30s. Mm-hmm. These is not people he grew up with. He was a check. That's how I look at Takashi. I look at what's fucked up about his everything he does is every time something happens, we have to question if it's real or not.
Yeah, I don't.
Every single time something happens, we gotta say, yo, is this actually happening? Is this actually real? Because him, his whole existence, that's why I said he needed to just come out and say that he was a parody to begin with. I don't think he ever cared about being a rapper. I think that, like you used to tell me, people care about being seen and that what they could finesse. He don't care about rapping.
Do you agree with that? Well, of course, there's a lot of antics surrounding it, but you think genuinely deep down he does not care about having like a successful career?
No. Of course he does. Of course.
But I mean, he cares about making money. I don't think he's about having.
But then all of this thing, at least what I take away, it's like it's screwing up his money because there's so much security and like violence.
This is what I could say in terms of like even this interview. And maybe other rappers, I don't know if any rapper has been like in his position, but maybe they could relate. You get someone who is in the business and their whole career is so unorthodox that they become distrustful of everybody around them. When you're in LA, you feel like people in your crew is leaking information of where you're gonna be at, gunshots is ringing out, you become distrustful. When you become, everything adds up. When you start to say, okay, wait, why am I money now looking funny? You start distrusting people. It all adds into him, literally. I talked to him a couple of days ago. He don't talk to nobody.
Bro, he knew what he was signing up for.
No, okay. Whether that's the case, I'm just talking about what led up to this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you are an artist and you're like, you know what? Like, for him, the whole thing about him firing everybody, he literally said that because people took money for a bunch of dates. Yeah. And he says, since I know, like, I'm getting robbed, I'd rather not do the shows, period. Let's see how y'all figure it out. Y'all have promised people and taking people money without me even signing shit or whatever. And I think he's a little bit misinformed, too. He's definitely misinformed. But for him, he's distrustful of everybody.
Hey, you ever seen The Usual Suspects, that movie? Remember Kaiser Sose? Mm-hmm. That's who this nigga is. No, seriously, he's Kaiser Sose, but just the other... Kaiser Sose was a person that was lying about who he was the whole movie, where he was the gangster at the end of the movie. The motherfucker that they was trying to prosecute, that's who he was. This is what I'm saying. He was claiming gangster all this whole time because he wasn't a gangster this whole time. He cried. He said it on an interview. He like, it's like the kid who cried wolf. He said this shit.
Oh, he did.
He said this shit, but he the kid who cried gangster. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Now, my thing is this. You join, all right. It's certain ways you get in the gangs or whatever. There's no way he joined the gang the orthodox way. They blessed him and let him rock because he's making money. Now, at the point where you're making all of this money, you have to feed the wolves, my nigga. If you don't feed the wolves, you get eaten. Mm-hmm. You can't sustain that forever. He's pushing out money. He talking about something. You think he care about having a career? This nigga said, I never had a manager. There's nobody I ever considered my manager. And he cares about having a music career?
No. Well, he did. That's
he
what
said that in the interview.
But goes to the distrust thing, right?
It ain't like
the distrust
bro.
Thing.
No,
is...
ain't no distrust.
Yeah, he had a manager. When I first met him, he had a manager.
A real manager. Like a person in the industry who just is managing people?
Yeah, and well, not an industry person. Because
a random person who's affiliated with
It's not a random person. It's like, for example, how did you start off being a manager? I
became a manager because nobody would give me a fucking job, okay. Right? But I was already in music. Like, I was already working for respected people, and I built myself up through the rankings. That's how I started.
Someone who, to be honest, that person was very professional. But whatever the case is, he says that guy stole from him. Okay. You know how artists and managers get.
All these niggas say somebody stuff because they can't count. Artists can't fucking count.
Okay, so as soon as that happens, that's when he said, you know what? And again, it's also him not kind of understanding how you have to move being that at that stature. Mm-hmm. Why do I need a nigga taking 20% if he's going to be robbing me and doing all this? I'm going to do it myself. So pretty much he's tried to like manage himself, but there's too many different things.
Fuck all that. No, you know what it is? Fuck all that shit. You know what it is? Nigga, he started fucking around in the streets. I'm telling you, he started fucking around in the streets. And I said this to you. I say, yo, the shit that happens around him, do you yourself, because y'all cool, y'all have a rapport, do you question if you should be fucking with him? Because certain things will come to you.
Management, like,
but what I'm saying about this is It has everything to do with that. You want to know why? Because his management couldn't keep them niggas from around him. If you're a manager, mm-hmm. It has to be a line of respect that's drawn where it's like, all right, I'm his manager. Y'all can have all the fun y'all gonna have. Y'all gonna respect when I say something.
Right. So now what is the question, right? This kid has a lot of eyes on him. He has an album coming that people are gonna be checking for. But it doesn't seem like he could even do a show without causing chaos, without people showing up and there being issues. So now what? So he fired his whole team. Who should he surround himself to try to dig himself out of this hole?
It all starts with him and how much structure he wants to get. Because, again, like, just speaking to people, even about this whole, like, the booking agency shit, I've talked to them, too.
What are they saying? Because they're saying they want to, like, sue him for what he said on air, false accusations.
Well, we'll see if that actually happens. I mean, to be honest, I think they want to make amends. Who knows? The point is about just having everything structured. I think, honestly, he should sign to a big management company mm-hmm. that could handle stuff that he's trying to handle himself. Because from what I'm being told, when you're an artist and you're worrying about why your entertainment lawyer is getting 5%, why your manager is taking 20%, mm-hmm. why your booking agency is taking 10%, when you're that much worried about all of that, and that is standard in the music business.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's
right?
standard in business, period. Like, nobody in America keeps four quarters at $8.
So he doesn't know business, right? So when he sees money that came in, if $110,000 came in for a show mm-hmm. and he gets like $77,000 after people took their cut, if he thinks he got robbed, that's because he's not educated
Question.
Enough about
Question, he can't
that.
Use Google? But like, or he doesn't know enough people in the industry?
Listen,
he's working with like the Nickys,
listen,
the Kanyes. Like, you're telling me that he can't ask anyone for advice at this point? He's been in the game too long
that's bullshit. I had the same lawyer as him. For a little bit of time. The same lawyer that was doing all his deals, I had the same lawyer representing me for shit. So that's bullshit, all that misinformed. Listen, that's not even that's the least of his worries.
No, well.
That's the least of his worries.
Well, you gotta realize, right? This, and I do believe this is a source. So the 3.6 million was bullshit. Even the booking agency, they.
So you made that number up?
No, apparently a promoter for one particular date that was worried about if he was gonna cancel. Mm-hmm. Finally got his number, hit him up directly and say, hey, listen, I have a big-ass deal on the line that we could book you for like 15 shows separate from what he was doing, mm-hmm. and it's $3.6 million. So 6ix9ine took that like, wait, am I getting $3.6 for these shows? No, he was getting around $110,000 per show.
Got it.
But with all of that, he took the information and used that to think that's what the deal was. So the booking agency themselves...
And you think that's genuinely him being misinformed? Or him just doing what he does, which is just talking shit.
Nah, I think General Mason 4. Wow. Because I think his thought is that, and I'm trying to get you guys to understand.
I'm trying. I'm honestly trying, but it's hard when we're just saying he's the boy who cried wolf,
when
right?
So when you come in the industry uh-huh. and everybody assigns you something and you start distressing niggas, you start lumping people together. He's the one who gave me my lawyer. Mm-hmm. He's the one who gave me this person who handles my money. When I feel like I'm getting stolen from, it's not one of y'all. All y'all niggas did that. You get me? So he's looking at it like, okay, my lawyer, you know what I mean? Shit, he had an issue where his lawyer...
He seems like a really smart guy, right? He does all this bullshit
Everybody
for attention.
Everybody always gonna call him
smart marketing.
But down, he seems
smart
really
business.
Smart. So you don't think
he's... Smart marketing don't mean he's smart. He didn't get his GED. No disrespect to people.
That don't have nothing to do with
anything.
Getting a GED. Wait a second. It does have to do with handling business. No, bro. No, it does not.
He has no idea about percentages.
Wait a second. You telling me that this nigga not getting his GED? That has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with what he's misinformed on.
So him not understanding how normal business goes as a high level.
That don't got nothing to do with having a GED.
My nigga, if you could barely
There's niggas that got GEDs that work at fucking McDonald's that understand paying people. Wait a second. That's some bullshit. Because that's your homie, you're making excuses
for
this nigga.
No, it's not.
Yes,
yo,
it is, man.
Artist feels like he's getting, like, basically, it's an organized effort for people to
So
take
you mean
money
to tell me this nigga, all this money he done made, this nigga did not know he had to pay somebody 20% to manage him? He did not know he had to pay a lawyer 5%? He did not know he got to pay a booking agency 10%? He don't know that? Because he don't have a GED?
No. So, wait, that's what I'm saying. So when you fired, his last manager got fired 6 months ago. You fired your manager. Hmm. But that fee is still getting taken out. You know why? There's other people who are acting in the managerial role to secure whatever dates, whatever. They're taking their 20%. He's looking at it like, nigga, I ain't got no manager. Why is that 20 still going? But if someone dealt with...
I can't believe that he's that stupid. That's stupid. I can't believe that a person...
Everything I heard, so that's how every artist so does he have a until wait, somebody tells him.
No, right. Does he have a business manager?
Yes, he has a business.
Get the fuck out. How can you... Wait a second. Let me tell you something, because
But the business manager, all he does is like, for example, ask him, yo, when do you want me to pay whoever? Like, approve it. Like, what is the business manager
supposed to do? So when did he figure all of this out? How long ago?
No. I think this is a miscommunication. Truthfully, I've spoken to both sides. Okay. I feel like this is a miscommunication, but it's a building distrust of him with everybody around him. You get me? He doesn't have proper management, right? Everybody, like, also, it costs a lot for him to move around.
Of course it does.
He's seen a lot of money come in and go right out. Mm-hmm. And he's thinking that there are certain people that are trying to either fraud him or take money from him. And what usually happens, nigga, I don't even know why you're questioning it. You look at the person who's dealing with all the money.
Yeah.
I don't know who's dealing with all the money, but you told me he had a business manager.
Not disputing that this happens.
Yeah,
but
the business manager's not going to deal with that. The business manager's dealing with his business accounts.
No, the business manager deals with all the money that's made.
So a bunch of bookings come in. How do they come in? They come in through the agency. Right? Coming through the agency. Agency's working with the manager or whoever is in that managerial role. People around him is communicating because he's busy. Right? So whether you have a manager or not, the people around you who's doing it, whether it's like getting the drops, making sure you show up, like...
Bro, I cannot believe they're signing on your behalf.
Yeah. That's what happens.
Yeah. Now, listen, people can't sign shit on your behalf. I understand that, but I'm saying, like, I do not believe that this nigga... who 10, 11, 12, 20 for 20, wait a second, 20 for 20 billboard, he know all of this shit about numbers and metrics. Everything he knows
about marketing.
No, he knows about marketing, that's fine, but you cannot tell me that he don't know nothing about metrics.
He don't know nothing about budgets or nothing like that.
Bro, he don't know nothing about no money. So you telling me this nigga don't know nothing about money, period, and he making all this money?
Just because
this
nigga know how to work Instagram and troll, why do you think that makes him smart that he knows
business? I'm not talking about certain shit is common sense, though. Certain shit is common
also,
sense.
When you're dealing with all those other entities, it's not. All
right, fine. So starting out, we get it. He comes
Bobby
in. He has
Shmurda
no
acted
idea.
The same way before he got locked
That's
up.
Fine, but 6ix9ine, it's been a minute now. That's the thing. So now that he's learned all of these lessons.
He's never done a U.S. tour.
No, I get you.
He's never done a U.S. tour.
I know it's going to be so difficult
Bobby Shmurda
for him.
Bobby Shmurda performed more in the U.S. than him.
I know, that, because of security issues.
Don't compare that.
Because of security reasons.
No, that's not because security issues.
A lot of it seems like security issues. He can't get booked.
It's security issues, and it's also a lot of people wasn't fucking with him because he had that case on his head. And a lot of people didn't want to book him for shit because he had the case on his head.
I think
so don't talk that Bobby Shmurda shit because Bobby...
I'm mentioning Bobby Shmurda because Bobby Shmurda was online. I could show you videos saying, yo, niggas is stealing from me.
It happens.
You can't act like young artists just straight off the
no,
block.
No, okay,
and that's why I mentioned it, the education
level. You've been doing
level.
It for a year.
All right, we can't argue this
off,
point
You're straight
forever.
Off the block. Yo, you start thinking people are taking from you when... You hear one number, and then you see the other number you get.
That's fair, but also do your fucking research. And if you're, like,
also,
rubbing shoulders with
if
people like Nikki, ask, bro. Like, okay, cool, fine. So he didn't know for the first few months. It's inexcusable now. So what is he doing from here forward? And how is he staying out of the bullshit that makes it impossible
he
for him to work
right
short
now,
to get money?
As we speak,
Amy. Well, that's what I was telling you. I know it looks like a year in, but he, if we're talking about in terms of performances, and now his fee is, like, high. Wayne has said it. He hasn't been performing.
Because
so
is it because people are scared to book him?
Yeah, all of that. Of course, all of that. But now you have a guy who they're finding venues and trying to get around a lot of things to make these little tours for him. So he's finally getting into, I could move around. That was literally the first tour he was going to do. They organized a 69-city tour before. Got canceled. This was about to be the first tour he was going to do. He did tours in Dubai, but overseas. Overseas, there's no problems. Like, do whatever you want.
Right.
In the U.S. now, it's much different. So he's running into these hurdles, and we're looking like you're a year in. But in reality, it's like he's 2 months in because he's never performed.
So bad business aside, I'm talking about perception now. Mm-hmm. It matters how people perceive him, especially as he has, like, the legal shit going on. But when is he going to stop acting crazy then? If he wants people to look at him different and not be scared to invite him to the venues. That's what I'm saying.
That's part of the problem. No. That's bigger than him, though.
He don't know how to do business.
Is he helpless in that situation?
He's helpless in that. Yeah. Like, he was supposed to perform.
But you just said he's great at marketing, so shouldn't he be able to control the perception around
he him. He great at everything but counting.
Mark.
All of a sudden, the nigga, wait. All of a sudden, this nigga buy all this jewelry. He buy his mother a house. He spend all this money here. He give niggas in the streets money. He do, but he don't know how to count. Get the fuck out of here, B.
Believe me, business and math ain't just simple like that. Like,
it's simple when you have a business.
No. It takes a little while.
I'm not attributing that. Listen, I'm...
I knew when I first started a year ago, I know way more now.
I feel you. I feel you, but you got a lawyer. You got a lawyer just like that nigga got a lawyer. You probably have a business manager the same way he got his business manager. And your business manager talk directly to you and say, listen, this is your manager. This is, your mom live here. This is how much we paid a month for your mom. Your homie get paid this. You get paid this. This is how much money you have coming in. This is where it's going. An artist, at the end of the day, is their money. He could say, yo, I'm not paying these niggas. I don't give a fuck if he did everything he said he doing. Mm-hmm. I don't have to give him the money because it's my say-so at the end of the day. So you mean to tell me this nigga has a business manager. He making all this fucking money. He can't perform, but he has tons of money. So he's making money. And he don't know where, I don't know where my money's going. I think that is particular to this situation. I think that for this situation.
Never say he don't know where his money's going.
I think for this situation, yeah, I could believe that niggas probably signed off on some shit. And he was supposed to, he getting told it's a X amount of dollars and it's a whole nother amount of bread. And the amount of money that he said on the interview, as opposed to what he said he's getting, it's not a percentage. Them niggas was taking whoever is doing it.
That money was real. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
All right, so the money wasn't real. What I'm saying is that I am not going to believe that this... I'm not going to call this nigga no kid. He's not a kid. He's a father. He's a... I giving out $1 million to the community. All these different things. And you don't know that you have to pay a fee? Get the fuck... Stop making excuses for this nigga.
No, it's not an excuse.
You're making excuses for him.
How is it an excuse?
You're making excuses for him. You just said the nigga don't know nothing about business at all.
I literally said... He's wrong about the number that he put out in the interview. Then I said, what he doesn't know is that he went on the interview and specifically said, my fee is over $100,000. You get over $100,000. Mm-hmm. You're just not pocketing over $100,000.
I know that, but
so he doesn't know business.
Okay, so he should know from this point forward.
Can't believe
this. This is available like on the internet. He can ask people. I understand why he's so upset. I believe you too.
Trust me.
Maybe he's not making all. I believe you. But it definitely is wild that he never took the time to understand it.
This is what I'm saying. You his homie, and he don't.
Wait. I'm gonna teach you something in life, and I'm young, and I'm gonna teach you something.
Teach me what?
When you're friends with someone, you stay the fuck out of their business. The reason why...
You're not teaching me nothing in life by saying something. You act like you're going to say something real prolific.
Friends and money don't mix, bro.
That's bullshit. You're not dealing with his money.
To a certain extent, I give advice, but I don't get in the nigga pockets. You know why?
Your whole shit is getting in the nigga pockets.
No, what I mean is that I don't want to be in his accounts and, let me deal with my... If I wanted to, I could have managed him 1,000,000 times. But you know what? Everybody who touched his money, they fell out.
Yeah.
Brother, why would I ever want to do that? I make a lot of money myself.
Let's just do something. Since you said that, if you ever in your life going to tell me you going to teach me something in life, make it be something that's not common sense.
Friends and money don't mix. What could you have thought I could have done?
Let's keep his relationship with Tekashi out of this. No, but when it comes to business, I don't think...
What could I have done in that situation? Manage him like a kid?
I'm not talking about management.
This is not a point of debate.
What could I have done? You mentioned it. What could I have done?
Inform. You said he's misinformed. Your whole
I have informed him.
You're the information man. That's all I'm saying. So don't tell me that you teach. That's not teaching me nothing.
But he's not going to listen to me on that.
Okay, then how
about that? You know why? Because he has those other people.
You told me that you listen to winners. So maybe he don't listen to winners. You're a winner. You consider yourself a winner, right?
He listened to the people around him till he stopped. That was the point he stopped. Why would I, they have their whole business shit going on. It's not my job to be like, yo, let me see your contract.
It ain't about your job. I'm talking about the nigga being your man and you just putting
okay,
on something.
Okay, so right, I give cool. him.
You're
I
right. I'm not going to argue
guys,
that.
Why do you think he got arrested? What happened now? So he just did this Breakfast Club interview. He's talking about all this stuff going on. And now he's apparently locked up. What happened?
Because he don't know what he was doing. He had no idea. He don't know. He fucking ran with niggas in the streets. And he is nothing he knows about any of that. It's no way possible. He's with all these niggas in the streets. They doing whatever they doing. I don't know what they do when they go home. That's what he about to say.
No. Whatever it is, we'll figure out in an indictment.
Is it real? Because I don't know what's real with this nigga anymore.
Well,
I don't know if it's staged. I would hope not.
But we confirmed that the kidnapping wasn't staged, right?
That's reasonable for you to believe that it could be staged. I mean, you got to evaluate his track record. shit, I didn't even think the kidnapping was real, but that was real. Mm-hmm. From what I'm hearing, he has been, like, he taken into custody. His bodyguards and people around him said that. So I don't know what it is. The feds haven't said, apparently it's a fed charge. The feds haven't released anything, so we should find out.
You said RICO and racketeering.
Yeah, well, that's the word, but there's going to be an indictment, which will be on paper.
Feds don't just come pick you up because they want to ask you questions for no absolute reason.
And also, just even thinking, if you guys just want to use just common knowledge or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. They went in his crib, they found a gun. He admitted on the same interview that the feds have been outside his house for the last couple months. Something was going on.
Wow.
So we'll figure out what it is. Hopefully it's nothing too crazy that will
listen,
do whatever.
You know what's about to happen? Remember how he was saying, test my gangster? His gangster about to get tested.
By the feds?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You want to know if you're a gangster or not? The feds going to test your gangster. Because guess what? Like I said, he affiliated himself with certain people. You cannot act like you don't know what, like, you cannot be in a position where I don't know what's going on. I'm just doing this down the third. It take time. Feds don't come in 1 month. It take them at least 6 months to build an investigation, right? Mm-hmm. They build an investigation, they not wasting their time. Yeah. Feds cost a lot of bread. It costs a lot of bread to fight them. So I don't know what it's for, but my thing is that stop acting like this nigga don't know what what's going on out here, B.
No, I never said that. I said that in regards to money.
I'm just saying in everything. Everybody act like he this fucking kid that don't know nothing about nothing.
No, no. When it comes to this, like, shit, everyone knows his affiliations got him big or helped got him big. Listen, the same bets you make, you have to lie in it. So, again, this was something that he should have been aware of. Shit, I told him from the get-go. I said, yo, you know how this shit will probably come to an end or whatever. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Yeah. So what?
Everybody got made their own decisions.
We're a couple days away from the album, right? Like, what timing for this to happen too? But anyway,
his time is always perfect for shit like this. His time is impeccable.
That's why.
But the feds, it's not staged, huh?
But at the same time, like, I'm gonna keep it 100. If he even playing like that, I'm done. I ain't got nothing else to say about this nigga. If he would play it with something like that, which I hope it's not, because Feds, he is somebody, he is a father, mm-hmm. and he is a son, and he is responsible and he take care of people. So I will hope that this is not no joke, because niggas going in the feds is not a game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's really not a game. So I will hope that this is not no joke, and it's nothing funny about that.
Now, a few hours after that discussion, more details emerge about 6ix9ine's arrest. We got confirmation that the FBI had taken him into protective custody a day earlier, since they were worried that his life was in danger. There's a lot here, so I guess let's just jump in. So confirmed that 6ix9ine was one of five people arrested by the feds on Sunday night on RICO and firearms charges. Now, at least two of the charges he's facing could face up to a maximum penalty of life in prison. According to the federal indictment, 6ix9ine and crew conspired to commit a slew of crimes, including drug deals, armed robberies, and shootings as part of the 9 Trey Bloods. But what we actually found out more recently is that he was actually taken into FBI headquarters on Saturday for protection, right, academics? They found out that members of the gang that he had just cut off were trying to kill him. Can you elaborate a little bit more?
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess this came out in bail. So, I mean, the attorneys have way more information that we're getting. Mm-hmm. We're just seeing unsealed indictments and just documents online. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's 6ix9ine federal case. Like, you can't get in that court. You're not going to be taping stuff. So you're relying either on the journalists that actually have a seat in federal court, or you're going to wait till you see the documents. Now, when they tried to get bail, basically the argument was, hey, if 6ix9ine is a danger to the community, clearly he wasn't a danger when you guys brought him in and said, hey, listen, other people are trying to kill him. And we want to protect you that doesn't happen.
But
and
he didn't want the protection, right?
Yeah, he signed a waiver saying, I'm going home. And when they figured out where he was going, because he was going to like a casino, they're like, most likely he was going to run into those guys. Mm-hmm. They picked him up then. So I guess that was them justifying why they arrested him on Sunday, and also basically saying they didn't want some incident to happen between 6ix9ine and other people. So that's the reason why he didn't get bail.
Okay. He offered to put up a mill and his passport.
Yeah.
These charges are very serious, right? We've seen some people deal with some of these before. I mean, so let's go through them. So there's three big incidents, right, that he's like, there was a Casanova video shooting, a robbery, and a Barclays shooting, and the people who were arrested, one of them was rumored to be his former manager. Just what do you guys think? How bad are these charges looking? Do you guys think he might eventually take a plea deal to try to reduce these sentences? Or
first, I'd like to say that whoever's joking about this shit is very classless. Mm-hmm. You know, I see a lot of people like I don't know 6ix9ine. I never met him. But one thing I would not do is joke about a person's freedom. Yeah. You know, regardless of how I felt about how he moved, that's out the window. So first off, like, stop that shit because it's not cool. Secondly, yeah, this is very serious shit. You know what I mean? This is very serious shit. And then when you look at it, it says that they started, like, I guess the investigation in 2013, right? If they started this in 2013, he's younger. I don't know if he's even doing any of this shit. So it seems like they're grouping him into something. It seems
the
like
criminal conspiracy, right? Yeah, like, even if like they're saying he didn't pull the trigger necessarily.
But I mean, that's the whole himself. Thing about like guilty by association, like where that comes into play. But yeah, it's very serious shit. I don't know what he's going to do. I mean, I don't know what he's going to do to get himself out of this shit, because it's like he tried to get bail, mm-hmm. they denied bail, but they said originally that they tried to bring him in for protection. Right. But if they bring him for protection, I think that they brought him in trying to get him to roll, like trying to get him to tell. Mm-hmm. And he was like, nah, I'm out of here. And then they brought up other shit on him. So it's just really kind of confusing. This shit is like one crazy ass movie.
Well, the protection thing, and if that was the case, they wouldn't just announce that in court. But I actually believe the protection thing, because if you watch online, after that time that they announced that they brought him in, like, he was listening to I'm Upset by Drake, where the lyrics is like 50,000 on my head. That's disrespect. He's listening to 50 Cent, Many Men.
So he's still trolling during all that?
No, not trolling, but I guess that's him sending a subliminal message that maybe no one got except the people who clearly were against him. So that's not trolling. That's literally sending the message to the people you know.
So then he wasn't worried. So if they're taking him for protection and he's doing that on social media, that means he wasn't worried about running into them?
Well, clearly he felt that he was safe without being protected by the FBI. And also, who knows if he wanted to be protected by the FBI, because you could, when you start hearing that someone is being protected by the FBI, all type of things will go through your mind. But anyway, I mean, honestly, these are very heavy charges. This is what comes with being in the gang, yo. Like, the thing with hip-hop is that if you're rapping, I don't care any rapper, if you're rapping about drugs or you're rapping about gang and you're not talking about in the past, mm-hmm. there's no rapper now that's rapping about shit. You know, and condolences to see my guy Rallo, who just got locked up. But there's no rapper rapping about shit they're currently doing. Right. That's not locked up. There's no famous criminals. Mm-hmm. You get me? So
you think he's surprised? So one thing I don't like, and I'll say, that people try to somehow hold you accountable for this, even though your friends, like, you're not his babysitter, right?
Yeah,
there's no
I'm
way
not,
you can
I'm
control
not.
What he does in the street. So that aside, yeah, knowing him, do you think, because of course you've mentioned to him that this is a bad idea, do you feel like any of this caught him off guard? Or did he expect it to happen at some point?
Nah, I didn't catch him off guard.
All right, so Ak, my question for you is this, right? My question for you is this. All right. A lot of shit, and I asked you before about like shit you post, right? And a lot of shit you said, like, all right, it's somebody else, they already posted it, right? But do you think that brings like an extra light to it? If it's something, no, seriously, like.
But like what? I just don't like that people try to pin
I'm not pinning it on him. I'm asking him a question. Does he think that it brings more of a light to it? Because at the same time, it's a platform where if shit is going on, and people are watching it, they could try to, like, if somebody posted something and they took it down, which I feel like nothing could be deleted, like nothing's deleted. But if they take it down and then it's on your page, do you think that plays into some of the shit that goes on? Only because we're seeing the content still stay there.
Well, I think that's the thought, but usually of an ignorant person, that the feds only like look at my page.
Yeah, not just your page. Yeah. I'm just saying.
But like, for example, 6ix9ine has 15 million followers.
Right.
Everything he says, like, there's social media posts that's referred to mm-hmm. in this indictment. There's a really longer form that actually the one that's published online, and most of it 99% of it is from these individuals' accounts, whether on whoever's side where they're getting information from or surveillance footage. Honestly, social media is not why he's here. Well, it is partly why he's here, but it's not everybody else. Like, him being a great friend of mine, he knew the risks. I think when we feel bad for someone, right, we start looking to everybody else. Well, you could have helped prevent it. What about you? No, he knew the risks. He knew the risk. It was a high risk, high reward situation. The risk is, you know, this shit never, there's no one that's ever, I had this conversation with him in February. I said, this is how it's gonna, this is how everything ends. And he listened to it, and on a friend-to-friend level, because I can't tell him how to move, he said, yo, this is how I'm moving. And he agreed with me. There was, the thing is, and this is me judging as a friend, when he decided to change, and even some of the things that I was telling him in terms of advice, I was like, you need to get security. You need to get security. I called his label to get him security. I'm like, yo, he came in running with these dudes. They're not securing, they're inciting.
Well, but see,
we need to get security. If you look at all the incidents he's charged from, they're all before when he got official security. There's nothing after he hired his first security team.
Yeah, but I mean,
I can't tell him, yo, don't roll with, because again, I met him with all of them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is I think with this whole shit is he's a plate, man. Like he's a plate, and what I mean is like what he did was whatever was going on, he gave it a face. Like he gave it a face. When you whatever this indictment, whatever's been going on for years, when you start running around screaming and shit and all of that, and he basically promoted whatever was going on. So now he's knee deep. Like I ain't gonna front, this is some movie shit.
Yeah.
Like this is some movie shit, and you can't just get out of it. He's not gonna just get out of it. It's gonna be more repercussions for this shit, cause he has to figure this out. I don't know how he's gonna do it, but he got to figure it out one way somehow.
Yeah. All I'll say is that, at least on a personal level, in communications I have with him, because again, and you remember, back to the conversation of yesterday, this is a racketeering charge. If I was super into his business and his money, shit, they might have charged me too. If they're saying the money is funding all of this.
Okay.
So that's one of the reasons I was also telling you, I try to stay apart from some of that.
But all right, so the point that I was trying to make with you yesterday was not about you being into his bank account. It was saying, yo, you should, like, just advising him on, nobody can charge you for telling a person, yo, you should have a business manager or your business.
But do rappers always take your advice even when you're paying them to give it?
No. Rappers definitely take it. Rappers take advice. Everybody, just not just rappers. People take advice from people that they feel are more successful than them.
But a lot of times they don't. I guess I just want to say, like, to his point, it's not...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I get it. He posts some of this stuff and people criticize him for it, but like, there shouldn't be any fingers pointed. 6ix9ine is a grown man.
No, I'm not pointing no finger at what I'm saying.
Even giving advice, right? Like, and I hate using other artists, but like, I only use another artist as an example to show that it's not like he's the only one. You get me? No. And what I mean by that is like, look at like Kodak Black.
Mm-hmm.
Like Kodak Black, he had the same, like, he's a guy who, he was more comfortable with the people that he grew up with or he relied on for whatever.
Yeah.
See, I was like, yo, you should get this person, this for business, whatever. Those advices, like, that's simple advice. You should do this. But it's not going to surpass or even, it's not going to affect him when he operates a certain way and he's comfortable with the people around him.
I'm not disputing that. My whole point, or what I was saying is this. If you know game, like, if you know game, if you have information that I can use, right, any type of information that I can use, don't walk down that street. That's a little bit, like, subjective, right? I'm not saying literally you telling him, yo, don't fuck with these niggas. I'm saying when it came to money, I'm just looking at it from this standpoint. I don't know how y'all deal with each other. And it's tons of friends that do business together, and it's tons of friends that advise each other on financial shit. I'm saying, like, yo, if you're having money problems, yo, here's this, like, here's somebody that I know that could help shape your shit up, or somebody that could get this together. Now, it was said that he had a business manager. That's why I said I can't believe a person who has a business manager is not explaining the structure, because you're basically paying a person 5% to tell you how your money works. That's what people don't know. You pay a business manager to tell you, okay, here's a list of expenses, which ones you don't want to pay and which ones you do. At that point, you've already been past who's gotten paid. Because I've been a personal accountant for an artist before. Like, you go through that. But I'm saying, like, once you have a business manager, somebody could give you that type of advice. And I'm not pointing a finger at you to say, oh, you're the reason why this nigga locked up. All I'm saying is that he should have taken some of the advice that you probably gave him, or if you could have gave him something else. Like, you should have taken it.
Trust me, I did. But again, you know what? And that's why, well, I think yesterday the conversation got really all over the place. Because I was admitting, he's not that knowledgeable about business. He's not. And I think your counterpoint was that he is. He's plain dumb. Mm-hmm. My counter to that really was that, you know, an artist, he has to every day get up and be a star. You got to go record. You got to go do this. You got to do that.
Absolutely.
Now, he didn't have structure. Again, he has a business manager, but there's no manager. Mm-hmm. There's no assistant. There's like eight positions.
But if you're a star,
who's
the nigga that drives him around? Because he said that was basically his assistant. Remember the guy? I'm just going by. Look, I don't
hard.
Know.
It's hard to know facts or fiction. Right.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. The driver. That's a whole other drama.
That's what I'm saying. He was saying that's his assistant. That's the one
fired.
That takes.
He got fired. That's a whole other drama for some other shit. Mm. But he got fired. So literally, he was stripping people from around him. For various reasons, a lot to do with trust, and that's why I kept telling you it's about trust. Like if you a broke kid that just came into business, yeah, I could tell you like, yo, you should do this, you should do that. But at some point, you stop listening to the people about what you should do, and you start going with gut because you don't trust people. Mm. And you don't trust people because you think
you're
doing
it. You shouldn't be so loud at the same time while you're trying to figure out the stuff behind the
scenes. No, you're right.
You said that in those indictments, there was a lot taken from social media. And I'm curious, like, did it say specifically what they took from his? Because Cardi, I was shocked when Cardi went on record. I believe it was GQ. She talked about being in a gang, but she approaches it so differently. She's like, here's the point where I got in a gang. I wouldn't advise anyone now to get into it, but this is my situation. But it's completely different from the way 6ix9ine, like, championed it publicly.
Go ahead.
So some of the social media stuff, right, is, like, for example, in court, his stance, it seems, is going to be he's denouncing that he was straightway.
But,
right? Or when I mean straightway, 9 straight bloods.
When he screams it on bloods. The songs all the time, though.
Okay, so that's the counterpoint for the prosecutors, and they're saying, hey, well, we have these videos, and you're also doing it, and it comes from social media a lot. Uh-huh. Social media and songs. So just like how they use songs, they'll try to use social media as proof.
They can use all of that against you. Right? I've seen prosecutors use people's lyrics against them.
And then in addition to that, they are the incidents that they're pointing at, for example, and I guess it depends on how deep you want, because I read all this shit. Yeah. For example, the Barclays shooting. They're like, well, the person we have on camera, we pictured, or we said it was him. Mm-hmm. You're kicking it with him on social media, recording a video right after. So that's why you're in on this. Another thing, a robbery. We have you, and we found shit at your house. So, based on all of that, where they use social media, like whether they were going to use, say, hey, the desk, you're wearing that. Mm-hmm. And based on when the crown went down, yeah, we couldn't really see a face, but the person's wearing that. Mm-hmm. That's you. So, again, they're using that to kind of document and kind of match up with surveillance footage. They have surveillance footage for everything.
Yeah, I mean, you're
but now they could tell what you're wearing. Because on that day, you flexing on the gram, and it doesn't have to be on some incriminating shit. Well,
no,
sometimes
I mean, you're
it is.
On camera a minimum 8 times a day. Like, everywhere you walk to, you're on camera. The whole thing about this shit is this, right? Because what was the question you were saying about, like, all right, Cardi as Wait, opposed to...
The way 6ix9ine approaches
the whole thing, it. The whole thing about gang shit is that you're supposed to transition, right? Mm-hmm. You're supposed to transition. There's a lot of people that rep gangs, rep neighborhoods, whatever the case may be. There has to be some sort of evolution, some sort of growth. And what I seen was last week him do an interview with the Breakfast Club, and now he wearing glasses and he's speaking for himself and all of that, because I felt like, yeah, you felt them walls closing in. That's why you fired everybody. It's, this shit is by design. It's not by coincidence. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? So the whole shit with Cardi shit is that that's not the line she was pushing. But you could go back to Cardi videos and see certain shit she was doing. But that's not who she was trying to push. And I said that he could have had them same affiliations without pushing that agenda.
Right.
Without pushing that agenda. Because end of the day, we know you more for the kid that got rainbow hair that wears the red flag, not the kid that wears the red flag that got rainbow hair. Like, you get what I'm saying?
And well, that is the very big distinction between what you think and what he thought. And shit, even kind of what I think. No matter, right now, this shit is going to be the noose that hangs him. But to be honest, I don't think a Mexican kid with rainbow hair singing Gummo from New York, Brooklyn, pops off without that presence. It's just, again, as you said, it's when you transition out.
Okay, so shouldn't he have started sooner to transition out then?
100%.
He could have.
It was too late.
But it was,
and also, to be fair and very objective, I think once he already popped, he embraced some of the things that came with it. It's like having muscle. You start talking a little more crazy. Now you feel empowered by the entity that you should probably, if you're trying to be Cardi, you're trying to be these, but you just try to get, all right, I'm popping.
This is why history exists, right? Because you could look back and see that this never ends well. So it's like he thought this through and he was just like, cool, I'm just going to keep moving.
I feel like he had no choice. I feel like he's put in a position where it's a catch 22.
I don't know that you can, like, say people don't have a choice. People always have a choice.
Wait a second. What I feel like that is, you do have a choice, but you also have pressure. And pressure regulates your choices a lot of times. And I feel like he was in a catch 22. He damned if he do, he damned if he don't. Now, getting this money, and you have the reason why you talking crazy, it's very arguable that you could not touch this man in New York. I don't know about everywhere else, but you could not touch him in New York because he has certain type of people backing him and you know their pedigree. But at the same time, you have to pay for that.
Yeah.
That's not something that comes for free. That's why I said when you were saying about his peoples, they was never his peoples, ever. They never liked... Nobody could tell me that people actually liked him as a person. I don't believe it. I don't believe that no niggas that was around him actually liked him as a person. I think that he was used. He was used because he was a fucking cash cow. He's a cash cow. Gangs is about manipulation. It's all about manipulation. Yo, I'm gonna make you do some shit that I'm not, that I don't feel like doing. And I'll do it so that you can't question why I tell you to do something. That's all it is all manipulation. And he was being manipulated. That's it.
And that might be true, but I will say, if you're, again, it's hard to put yourself in a position where you've never been in. You're just only really, like, you maybe experienced parts of it.
Right.
But, like, for him, if you see a bunch of people who literally they're willing to risk their life for you, you might think that they actually love you.
They're not risking your life for you. They're risking your life for the bread you provide. Nobody give a fuck about 6ix9ine.
Well, in the moment, even though that might be the case, you might think that's genuine love. That's why if you notice, when people started separating from him, the people he felt protected him the most and he felt would do the most for him, he thought those people had the most genuine love.
And that's why I asked you, and because I got a lot of friends that did a lot of stupid shit in their lifetime,
yeah.
Right? I got homies that, like, after they came home from doing 10 years, was like, yeah, I should have listened to you.
Right.
Right? But at the same time, I feel like if he should have had some sort of knowledge of, yo, these niggas don't give a fuck about you. Like, for real, you can't, that just goes to show that he has a low IQ. Because you can't possibly think that some dudes that you met over the past 2 years, whatever the case may be, that they just love you so much. They love you so much? Or is it because you provide? You're a provider at that point, but they're not loving you because you do shit with them. They loving you because what you can get from them. And when they can't get nothing off, or they can't get nothing else for you, strike a match.
I don't necessarily think it means a low IQ, just off of this comparison.
But you said that because he don't have a GED, he didn't understand all these things.
Yeah, his business literacy was very low.
Right.
Okay? He just saw money that comes in, money I should get, And he's not thinking about, like, again, you should have other people dealing with that because you're the star. But when it comes to what you just said, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't say it's low IQ, right? It's just like watching, or maybe it is. So I don't want to say it is or not. But it's what when you watch every drug dealer movie, and everybody knows about the last drug dealer who was big and popping. He knew all the risk. He just thought that he would get out at the right time, or he wouldn't.
But that's what I'm saying. But if this indictment has been built since 2013, then whenever was the right time?
No. Well. Yeah, they could have attached him to the drug stuff, but like, okay, he didn't deal with those people since 2017. So the drug stuff in 2015 or 16, as they're alleging, wouldn't really do anything.
Yeah.
Everything they really have him on mm-hmm. is since he was, like, it's a big-ass case. So whether he was with them or not, they're looking at it as 9 Trey Bloods. Right. You, we got you doing some shit in 2013. Mm-hmm. You, we don't care if you only came in 2016, 2017,
he expedited. 18. So question for you guys. Mm-hmm. When 6ix9ine first started to get hot, a lot of people didn't like him, right? And people took it as hate, but a lot of people just thought it would end either like this or very violently, right? But no one wanted that to happen, and yet here we are. On the flip side, there are the fans who always, like, they chill in the suburbs, they champion all the street shit, and then when something like this goes down, they could recede into the suburbs and just laugh because it doesn't touch them. Do you guys think this changes anything moving forward for that audience?
It never changes. It'll never change. That shit will never change. You wanna know why? Because it's like going to a fucking safari. Right, the hood is like a safari. Yep. Why do people go to Africa and go to safaris? Because they want to. They're like, oh man, like look at that. That's amazing. Knowing that these fucking animals would jump on you and destroy you in a blink of an eye. Mm-hmm. But the allure and the rush of being able to see it and be that close. The music is what puts people that close. The interviews is what puts people that close. Yeah. All of these things make people feel like, oh man, I know. And they challenge you and they challenge me and you and all of these different things about what we may know or not. Knowing that they will never, in their wildest fantasies, have to deal with some shit like that.
Yeah, I think a lot of that reaction came because people, especially people who have been in the industry, have seen stuff like this happen before. So it wasn't that they were just trying to hate on him and his movement. They just didn't want this to happen. And it's unfortunate that we're here now.
But I can't say that they didn't want it to happen because
maybe some of them did, the spiteful ones. But
I feel like when it comes to 6ix9ine, what was really shocking about everything with him is that we never seen nothing like him before, right? Like that picture, I looked at the picture yesterday. Remember I was saying the first time I seen him? I didn't even know that was Trippie Redd in the picture. It's Trippie Redd, him, and somebody else. And it became a meme, like, name this rap group, mm-hmm. right? Trippie Redd is one of the top artists in the game. 6ix9ine became one of the top artists in the game. I don't know who the other dude is. But this shit is going to continue because people are going to champion shit that they don't want to be a part of. Like, It's like a movie. It's like really watching actors, but things get real. And when they get real, nobody cares because they get to go home and go to sleep at night. You see the kid with Tay-K? Tay-K's co-defendant. He just took a plea deal for 30 years. This kid is 21 years old. His mother went crazy in court. Took a plea deal for 30 years. But everybody know the race. Yeah. Everybody sing the race. It's such a dope song. And record labels, as soon as you get popping, they be the first ones to jump in line to sign on to some shit like that. Yeah. You know, so I don't think it's ever going to end. It's never going to end. People love gangsterism in America.
From afar. Mm. To watch from afar. Unfortunate. All right. Do you guys have anything else to add or do you want to?
I'll just act real quick. What I want to add is that this should be a lesson. I don't know how he comes out of this, but this should definitely be a lesson to an up and coming kid that was watching his growth and watching the trolling and watching all these different things because everything plays a part. Every single piece of this plays a part. I'm not blaming you for his shit, but everything, we all play a part in this because it was like this car accident that everybody couldn't wait to see happen, no matter which way it went. And if you're a young kid that wants to be an artist, stay the fuck out the streets. Like, if you ain't built for the streets, stay on the sidewalk. That's all I got to say regarding that.
Honestly, like, I will say, this whole game with rap is risk and reward. Everybody has to make their choices though. And you got to think wisely, whether you're thinking long-term or short-term.
Right.
Again, the guy who we're talking about, shit, and that was one of his earlier defenses when people kept, yo, you do this, what's... He used to say, yo, when I was fucking broke and hungry, none of y'all talked to me, y'all ain't say shit. So don't say shit when I'm actually making some money now. So this was a kid who felt like he had nothing. And for him, all this risk was worth it. yes, the reward is, yeah, you got really famous and you got rich, but there are consequences. You have to balance both of them.
Right. Is again, that's why, a year and a risk of spending the rest of your life. Yeah,
and that's why I love that kid. That's my nigga. Yeah. You feel me? But you know what? Like, getting this, like, it's something, it's not like I'm like, oh my God, I never knew it was going to happen. It's like he made his choices, and for everything he got that was on the upside of it, this is what comes with it, and you have to deal with it. You know, you got to handle consequences like a man. So, again, as we sit here, you know, some people are really sad. Yeah. And shit, I'm a little sad too. But
it's your friend, understandable.
But I have to kind of balance it out by saying, these are the decisions that got here.
Yeah.
You get me? Like, you don't get to just enjoy all the plus sides and this doesn't happen. Because if most of that stuff you did to get all that plus side, this wouldn't happen. So, you know, I mean, it's risk and reward. And for artists coming up, whether you're going to get into the street life and push that through the music and then try to enforce it or try to do whatever that fans could look at you like, oh, my God, you have to realize what the consequences might be. If it's worth it, if this was worth it, do your thing. Because everybody going to make their own decisions. You don't know what situation. Somebody might, his thing was that, yo, I couldn't buy my daughter diapers.
Right.
So it's the same with 50, but 50 was very different.
I can't stand when you say that, man. No. Only because it's 50 is.
He started, his album was Get Rich or Die Trying.
Bro, it's totally different than a 50 Cent, bro.
No. I'm only talking about that mentality to say, I'm going balls to the wall. I'll risk it all because I want the reward. Now, again, it's like I keep saying, it's like watching a drug dealer movie, man. Everybody wants to get out before the feds got everything on you.
But no one ever gets out on time.
But no one ever does. But when you're the new guy who's doing your thing, oh, I'm definitely going to get out before. I learned from that stupid motherfucker. But it doesn't really happen like that ever.
Ever.
You get me? So it's just making those choices. And again, 6ix9ine wasn't the first that we've seen blow up and then the law took him down. Mm-hmm. He won't be the last.
Even when you try to get out like Stringer did, your crew could bring you down.
Yeah, and we could sit here and be like, don't do this, don't do that. Somebody, you don't know what their situation is, and they might make their choices. Just know that you're making your choices.
No, you just know that. stop hanging. Like, listen, man, these motherfuckers is not your friends. From the streets to the industry, streets don't love nobody. The streets do not love nobody. And like you said, I mean, my whole thing is that you got to stand on what you say. You got to be a man and all that. This is some gangster shit. Yep. Like, don't get it twisted. This is that gangster shit right here. And when gangster shit happens, you got to stand up and be a gangster. So the thing is that you see that being a gangster ain't that cool. If you're a young kid out here and you watch us, just know, like, my dealings in the street, I would never sit here and act like I was a tough guy. I got friends in prison for the rest of their life. Mm-hmm. I got friends that did 10 years and 5 years and 14 years, all types of crazy shit. It's not cool. Because you know what all my friends came home and said? Man, I wish I'd have never did none of that shit I was doing.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you're a kid that watches us, just understand that this shit, it don't pan out. It's like a candle in the sun. It does not pan out. It don't go well. So go to school, do what you got to do, get your GED. Like Ax says, you need a GED to understand business.
Hey,
so
you can understand business without your GED. Just gotta, street smarts is a thing. It exists.
Absolutely. Yeah, but there's a lot of, this business shit,
get your GED. Get people around you. Get your high school diploma. Do some research.
Get everything you're supposed to get.
No, in real life, you don't need a GED as long as you got the smart motherfuckers around you to do it. But if you want to do everything yourself, nigga, you better be smart your damn self. You better know how to do every single thing in regards to paperwork, business, dealing with money your damn self.
Well,
you better hire the nigga who know how to do it. Then you can just be dumb.
Because you know it was a lot on social media between us yesterday. Like, people was trying to pit me against him and him against me and all these different things. But the thing I would say is this, right? And this is regarding friends, right? Because I feel like there is a lot of friends that do great business together. It's a lot of examples that we could use. I feel like if you do have friends, and this is not to you, this is just in general. If you do have friends and you are knowledgeable about certain things, make sure that you advise them. That's it. Like, just make sure you advise them. Now, everybody not going to listen. I know this for a fact. I didn't listen to a lot of shit. But make sure that you advise them the best way you can if you give a fuck about them.
PSA from the crew. All right, guys, we'll stay tuned. We'll see what happens. But again, yeah, so we're going to be off for Thanksgiving. We're doing two episodes today. I'm just going to be honest with you. So if there's a development,
I'm about to change my clothes.
I'm about to get fly here, again. Until Monday.
I just want to add one thing, too, because, you know, I've talked to a lot of people. I hope, well, I don't know if the public will see this part, but you get to realize who was really only there for the check and who really cares.
Which is most people always.
When some shit like this happens, when shit like this happens, who's checking on the mom? Who's checking on the brother? Yeah. Who's checking on the daughter? Who's checking on the baby mama?
Listen.
And who is just like, wait, so you telling me he can't make next month where I'm going to get a bag? These people are cancerous. I was utterly disgusted when talking to people who only, well, they would act like, oh, is he good? So is it
about
a possibility?
About the money.
It was utterly disgusting. And to your point, it shows how many people, and shit, he might have smiled and wined and dined and hung out with them or shit, been with some of them. And if sometimes it was females. Mm-hmm. And he probably thought it was really like, yo, they love me. But it was all because he was here. They were there. They wanted to get money to get there. It was the most, yeah, some parasite shit.
Yeah, not rushing.
And for those people, mm-hmm, fuck you.
I mean, you know how I navigate through the industry? And I have this ideology I always live by. I say, or a mantra. Is it called a mantra? I live by is, a lot of these motherfuckers will not be at my funeral. Like, seriously, a lot of these people will not be at my funeral.
What did
funeral.
Drake say? He doesn't want them at his funeral being fake either.
No, but that's real.
Keep
shit
the
because
real small. You only fuck with the people who were there when you were nothing, because those are the ones who are going to be there when shit gets bad.
Well, I mean, yeah. And I mean, the thing is that, like, you know, you got to know, and unfortunately, this young man didn't know, but, like, you got to know who you are, and you got to know what means something to you. You really got to figure out, like, who's your fam? Like, who's your peoples? Who's your fam? Because all of these other motherfuckers, they love you for... They love 6ix9ine when he do all the stupid shit, when he yell, when he disrespect people, all that. It was cool. But now, trust, if majority of people that could even put something on his books, if he has to go to jail, they ain't going to put nothing on his books. They ain't going to visit him. They ain't going to write him. They, like you said, they not going to do nothing for his mom or his child or nothing, because they going to say shit. Now, I didn't tell him to do that. Like, that's the excuse.
Listen, I was just disappointed with the people who got money with him. I never got no money with 6ix9ine. He was just a friend.
Really?
No.
And never getting no bread together?
No.
Wow.
No. You get me? That's the misconception. Like, I was managing or I'm getting like a percentage. Never that. It was just genuine. That's the homie. But, and also, like.
So, my question is this. What made you want to be homies with him?
He's the only genuine rapper who respected media.
Really? Respect,
nigga, I
the
get,
only
I,
genuine rapper that only respected
one.
Media?
You know what? You give niggas a start. And as soon as they get to, we talked about this.
Facts.
As soon as they get past the point they need you, yeah, fuck you.
Yep.
But Agus people, yeah, that fuck. But Agus people that fuck.
Okay, wait. Let's not waste time on. Well, right.
I gave him the first interview when no one would talk to him.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Before he ever went to the Breakfast Club anywhere else, mm-hmm, he hit me say, "Yo, should I?" And if I ever said no, he wouldn't go.
All right.
But he respected the fact that I was the only one who would talk to him when no one would. That's big. Genuine people, I like, yeah, that.
Okay.
Yo, side note, Ak, I feel bad that, like, you're having a hard time this year with your rap friends, with, like, X and 6ix9ine. It's like, as much shit as we talk, no one ever wanted to see any of these stories sort of end this way, so. Sorry you're going through it.
It's unfortunate, you know. Yeah. I'm learning to deal.
Yeah. It's unfortunate that things had to reach this point, but we'll keep you posted as more details unfold after the holidays. Now, on a much lighter note, we really had some fun with Tory Lanez this week. Tory hopped on Instagram to claim that he could go bar for bar with Kendrick, Cole, or Joyner Lucas. And of course, Joyner responded almost immediately. But Tory obviously wasn't playing because he dropped a freestyle response over Eminem and Joyner's Lucky You instrumental just a few hours later. All right, Tory gets points, one, for responding that quickly. He was not playing. Mm. Two, for going over the instrumental. He pulled a Joyner on Joyner.
Man,
no?
Let's just keep it 100, man. Advantage Tory. I'm not going to award a point yet because, you know, I go by the points is when it comes to, like, rap competition. Mm. Advantage Tory. It's really double advantage. Responding, I thought Tory was really capping because he's kind of in album mode. You know what I mean? Music is dropping. He's celebrating plaques. I thought he was just popping shit to pop shit because you're on Instagram Live.
Yeah.
Dropped the song before the goddamn sun came back up. Gotta give him advantage. And also,
flip the same flow and over the same beat. And to be honest, he's going in. Why do all the lyricists do that thing? Like, Kendrick does it a lot. It's like, I don't know how to, like,
I know, what
was that? Yeah, no. That part where, it, like, they're like the vocal inflection.
Mm.
The vocal inflection. Kendrick does that a lot. Anyway, advantage him, yo. Why and that shit was dope.
Why advantage Tory, though?
Because
just
we
because
wait.
Of the time, just because he dropped it.
You on the
quick,
clock,
right?
Joyner? You on the clock?
No. See, here you go, this clock shit.
He's on the clock.
He's not on no clock.
So how's he on the clock?
Listen.
He wrote a caption saying, don't ever mention bar for bar unless you come in with
see,
the bar.
Advantage Tory, right? All this Advantage Tory shit, fuck out of here. Only reason why I'm saying that, and it was a very, very good verse, but guess what? You had the time to go in back over somebody else's work. You went over the song.
In 25 minutes, Wayno.
Wait a second. He went over the song and you redid what he did. Like I said, put them both in the studio together and let them create and see what comes out.
What? We don't want them in the studio together.
No. I get that. Ideally, that happens. You know, like
not
really
yet.
just all technical aspects included. It shit ain't gonna happen.
Let's why not? Be, it could happen.
Okay, it could happen.
Can they go back? No, we don't want any beef.
I get it, but like for two artists to even get in the studio to record an album or even a song these days, it's kind of rare. So we'll be waiting until everybody's dead before
come on,
that
we
happens.
Know, we want to
you know,
look back and
anyway,
forth
anyway,
before they
and
get
also,
in the studio.
And also, what negates that point directly, and that's why I got to wonder why you're not giving advantage to Tory, Joyner Lucas, that's his M.O. You got a hot beat, you ain't really kill it right? Well, let me come
he
show you how
shit.
To do it.
Hey, wait.
No, all right. I'm not saying he didn't kill it. I'm not saying he
killed it. No, he took a page out of Joyner's
book. But Joyner, whether it's the bank account, beat, not yo, 21.
Gang over.
Yeah, let me show y'all how I get down. And Tory, who to be honest, you know, like I was having my doubts, but to be honest, advantage Tory, I got my man Joyner on the clock.
Why don't you answer the phone when he tries to FaceTime you? Because he was gonna talk to you about this song, I'm sure.
Joyner, right. He should flip one of Tory's songs.
Mm.
But listen, I understand what you're saying. Tory started popping shit.
But
you are accepting of all smoke. The thing is, I'm not gonna give Joyner the cop out. If Joyner comes back and says, "Well, that's not what I said. I said we both get on the track." Nah.
All right. If there's one person who's not gonna do that, I feel like we could bet on him. There's no way he's
Joyner,
responding not
Joyner,
rapping.
I think this is a
justify
challenge.
Why Joyner is not on the clock.
Because it makes no sense to put him on the clock.
How much time is on the clock, Ak?
Yeah, he's always...
There is a time limit.
All right, what's the time?
Joyner gets to go home to his nice family. I'm sure he has a nice mother,
so by Monday,
grandmother, maybe even... I don't know if he has kids.
He has a son.
Okay, his son.
Right.
They're going to have some good Thanksgiving dinner.
Right.
Black Friday coming. Cyber Monday coming. Tuesday. We got to get it on Tuesday.
That's so generous. That's generous.
That's
Tuesday.
Generous.
Response
yo, you know
Tuesday.
What I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, have a good family time.
Yeah.
Get back to war on Tuesday. And, of course, this is all in good
fun. It's all
fun.
A good
but
fun.
Wait,
yes, all the fun.
But wait. What if he eats Thanksgiving meal? He has turkey, not oxtail. So he has time to recover fast. And he responds on Friday.
All right, well
that's... if he calls it Black Friday?
That's when... shit, you might just give that nigga his next title. But anyway, that's when we could, like, judge, and this will be a round one. This is just a spar enough lyricist. To be honest, we kind of need it. You know what I mean? Because outside of really super, super serious shit, where, like, it's life and death, like, the only other thing we've talked about is, like, Drake and we talk about Cardi. Yeah, Drake and Pusha, but we talk about, like, Cardi and Nicki, but no record came out of this.
Yeah.
Now, this is why, again, he has to be on the clock. And I don't know if we have it. If you look at the caption, he was so disgusted with Tory Lanez.
Right.
He basically just said, how dare you get on Instagram Live and call me out talking all that shit. Don't you ever say bar to bar for bar unless you're built
Yo,
for
you
this.
You know what's so crazy about this whole thing? We got to start giving the fans credit because just a fan asking the question started all of this shit, right? So I don't want to put him on a clock.
Why not? Because we know it's not like I would bet $1,000 this nigga, he's with all this.
Jordan's writing right now.
So what I feel like
he might drop it today.
And
especially
again,
since Ag gave such a generous
because Ag be like, man, respond on your mom's birthday tomorrow. Like,
but Drake and Pusha, I gave him 4 days because you know.
No, you gave
I waited
Pusha
4 days, nigga, where y'all at?
He
factored in Cyber Monday. That's amazing. Shout out to you, Ag.
Yeah, I'm saying listen, Tuesday. Tuesday, right, join in response. I'm going to say Jordan not built for the smoke, even though he is. He is built for the smoke.
You going to say Jordan not built for the smoke?
No, no, no. But you can't call out somebody who, like, it's like a shit-talking competition. Yeah, I could do this.
Right.
No, you can't. Yeah, I could.
Right.
After that, I did it. What's up? And if you're like, oh, okay, all right, you can't take too much time, man. I've seen Joyner hop on niggas' beats almost damn. The song ain't even, fully come out.
The day's not over. We might get something tonight, right?
Man, I hope we don't, because then we can't talk about it till, Tuesday.
I know. But
I think we'll probably get something, tonight.
We get something tonight?
Yeah. Joyner, out of pride and knowing that this is what he does, there's even though it's friendly, Tory threw some little subtle shade and disrespect in there on a friendly level to say, see all you lyricist niggas who think we can't do all this fast flow shit? He's basically summing up Joyner's whole, and that's a lane Joyner guy. He kills every beat.
Yeah, he got the lane.
He's summing up to oh, this is just the fast flow niggas right here, which
I think Joyner, because of course they're not dissing each other, they just putting out dope verses. And Tory's verse was very, very dope.
Yeah.
But I think Joyner's gonna keep up. What's good about this is that I said that Tory can keep up. Now I don't know if he'll have the best verse, but I feel like he can keep up with everybody that rap.
Yeah, points for being ready, so.
Well, he's already won that. Yeah. He's already won a discussion of would he be able to keep up.
Yeah.
Y'all want me to be honest?
Be honest.
I think when Joyner drops this shit, he's going to top Tory. You know why? Only one thing. And Tory's my guy. Tory, right. You know you're my guy.
Right.
But when Joyner hops on your beat, Joyner has these subliminal joints where he plays with your name. He's going to play with your hairline in a joking way, your songs, everything you're insecure about, your height, your basketball talent. There's a lot about Tory you can kind of talk about.
Damn, you just gave him all the ammo just now.
No.
You gave him all the ammo. But
Joyner is one of these motherfuckers that's, you could tell he sees everything, well-researched, and when he comes back, he's going to clap back with it. The only critique, and I understand it's around one letting people know, no, I wasn't all just Instagram live talking, I rap too.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I gave Tory the advantage. But I believe Joyner is going to make it a little personal to Tory. Again, nothing disrespectful.
Yeah, we're still just fun. This is fun for the fans.
That's not even
But something that where it stings. You know what I mean? Just think of but that's why URL is so great. Like you watching it, and as a fans, you're like, ooh, we got him with that shit.
So, I mean, that's why I'm like, yo, we got to just find some time to get, because, all right, he does his. Find some time for y'all to get in the studio together and throw a few other people in the mix, and let's have the debate on who has the best verse, because we don't have those songs anymore.
That would be dope if that's how it ended. They went back and forth for a little, then got in the studio.
Yeah, it's and then put
fun.
A few people
it's
in there, and have a little gauntlet, see who comes out the best, you know? Let the fans judge it.
I would love for that to happen. Put it on one of y'all albums.
Right.
So that's an album track.
Mm.
But this right here, this is the scrimmage. Hop on this beat, Let's see what's up. And again, I do believe, you know what, you know, as much as shit, did me and Joyner go at it when you want to show? Well, salute to Joyner though, because when you're in this lyricist box, a lot of times niggas just like to chalk you up as just boring, this and third. He be making the shit fun, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
even though sometimes I be looking at it like, what did you really have to diss the non-lyricist? But still, these little engagements, rap is a contact sport.
Right.
You get me? We got steel sharpened steel.
Absolutely. So I think with Joyner, because look, I'm not racist, thought-provoking record.
Mm-hmm.
Then he has, what's the joint? I Like.
You know what I mean? Love.
I Love.
Which I really like that song.
I Love. It's the things outside that's, for me, he's just not visible. And I think that that's because he cares so much about his music. Mm. He cares so much about his music, he's taking his time. Joyner Lucas when he dropped I'm Not Racist, of course he could have dropped the project right after that.
Yeah.
Nah, I think that he's taking his time.
He absolutely is. That's what he said, because we thought an album was coming this fall.
Yeah,
but he's like, nah, these are just songs. I'm moving. So I think this is perfect promotion for him.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to get outside of himself. He just got to do what he does best.
He quietly had a great year. I mean, he did all of these things. And he was on Eminem's album, held his own with Eminem. You know what I mean? On Eminem's official comeback album. So... It's going to get interesting.
I just want to add one flip-flop thought.
Well, here we go.
<It's not laughs> he going to come with some crazy
it's
shit.
It's not flip-flop, but just...
Lil Pump going to have a better verse than both of them.
Tory, my guy. I just want to let Joyner know what the stakes are. If you lose to Tory Lanez, or if
there you go.
Okay,
he's setting the stakes.
It's true.
Come on, man.
Trust me, I play video games with Tory. I've seen Tory play people in basketball. This is a big mouth, loud mouth motherfucker who's short, and he popped the most.
He's one of the guys. Complex.
He will talk shit to the point you want to fight him. Yeah. Right? If you lose to him, you will never live this down. And again, it's friendly, so nothing like too crazy, but every time you rap and you about to call somebody out, you ain't had that same energy with Tory, though. You get me?
All right, guys, that's our show for the week. Enjoy your time with your family, and we'll catch you here next Friday on the Everyday Struggle podcast.